Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news. And in world news on this episode of Believe, I want to talk about Syria and World War III. And if that's going to happen. And it's a really hot topic currently at the time of this recording. And what I would say is that I'm a person who is really an independent politically in terms of world news. And I want to find something out. I want to know, because I interviewed somebody today who is a leader, somebody who's done interviews for major television networks and things like that, and actually has a really open mind and is not just obsessed with one point of view, which is difficult to find. And this is the most important thing facing our world. Wouldn't you believe that it is? Wouldn't you agree that it is? And I don't think people realize the full story. But here's what I want to know. Can we find somebody who wants all parties involved in any of these potential conflicts to find peace and resolution so that all of them can be happy? And if that's not the case, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? And that's gonna affect some people mentally. They're gonna get angry. People are gonna get ticked off. They're gonna be like, this guy's crazy. He's talking about everybody fixing their problems and coming together. And yeah, well, I don't really think it's that crazy. I think people need to talk about this more. And in fact, if you're not talking about it, what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of people finding a solution that will help everybody? And have you been brainwashed? And I know a lot of times I've felt like I brainwashed myself. I had prejudices and things that came up. And I will say, I voted for Obama and Trump, and I'm proud of both votes. But in both cases, and especially now, you know, I just know there's so much more going on behind the scenes. And I wonder what that is. And there's a great movie coming out by Dr. Stephen Greer, he worked on it, and he had major Hollywood producers involved, and it's called Unacknowledged. And his last documentary was Serious Disclosure, which was the number one documentary on Netflix. And they found really an alien body. And we did an episode on that. I think thousands of people watched it. But, you know, the Stanford geneticist said he can't say it's not human, but it's a 6-inch, 7-year-old being. And again, when's the last time we've seen a 6-inch, 7-year-old that was not a fetus? I mean, it's a 7-year-old being. It can't be a fetus, right? So his next documentary, and this is a guy who's briefed the CIA director on extraterrestrials, and he's been in the paper with military people having sightings, and he's worked with the Ministry of Defense in France and has documents thanking him when they've done things with contacting ETs, and this he calls it CE5, and we'd love to have him on the show. Dr. Greer, and he's going to be at Contact in the Desert in May, which is contactinthedesert.com. I highly recommend it. But Unacknowledged is about the special access programs. When we did a show previously on Donald Rumsfeld saying that there are trillions of dollars that are just off the books, we don't know where it went. Trillions of dollars. So Apple is worth $1 trillion, the entire company. And we lost trillions with an S. It's unaccounted for in the Pentagon. Well, where did that go? Well, people know where it went. And people have come forward with where it may have gone and where it's gone. And Dr. Greer has done very specific work on finding out where some of this money has gone. And really, it's gone probably to developing technologies and space and to the military-industrial complex and developing things for space and probably other technologies. And that's just a fact that there are black budget programs that we are funding and we have no idea who is controlling them or what is going on with them. And we can't demonize those people. In fact, I want to send love to those people right now because they think that they're doing a good thing. And maybe in some capacity they are, because what is good or bad, it's really what we decide it is. It's really subjective and it can change. But the bottom line is that there's so much more going on that I voted for the current president, and I know for a fact that he's not in charge. Not in charge, and neither was Obama. He was not in charge either. And so I still support both, even though, because I think both think they're doing the right thing by whatever beliefs they have. And I think in this case with Syria, I know that we bombed a place, and I don't believe there was anybody at this airbase. I still think that it looks very violent, but I don't think there was anybody in the airbase, but it still doesn't make me happy because it does go against some of the things that a lot of people voted for the president that maybe wasn't going to be involved in some of these things. And it shows me that how strong the military is and that he might be working for them. And it is the biggest industry in the world. And I would just love to send love to the people that are really in charge of this whole thing, that they would just do the right thing, and understand that these conflicts are nonsense in a way, and that once we really come together and release the technologies that I know exist, and we get involved with finding positive forces in space and other dimensions and things that have contacted people here, including myself. And when we forgive ourselves, I need to forgive myself and everybody else, everything else, including the people that have enslaved us or lied or however we got into this bodies and this life, our parents, whatever forces are telling us to do these things, whatever our enemies are, whoever they are, we think they are, and we forgive all of it and send it love, then we really can be free. That's real freedom at that point. And I think there are certain forces that don't want us to be that free. And that's okay. We can forgive them too and send love to them as well. And eventually, as we do that over multiple lifetimes, things will change and these technologies will be released and we will achieve everything we're supposed to achieve. But I think it's so strong that even a guy who is, you know, people say whatever they want about the current president, you know, President Trump, but the bottom line is he didn't get a lot of money from these people. And still, you have to wonder who is really in control. Who's really in control? And let's send love to them. And let's find the one person that wants it to work out with everybody. And I'm talking about with the people that are angry at Trump, the people that are happy with Trump, the Syrians, the Russians, all the rebels. Why is it that nobody anywhere is saying publicly that we want everybody to be happy and we want to find solutions for everybody? Why is that? Nobody is talking about that anywhere. And I think that's probably the biggest thing to take away from this, that everything is about the conflict and I think some hypocrisy. And I've been a hypocrite. Definitely. But, you know, in this case, we got to kind of just call it what it is. There's a lot of hypocrisy in the world. There's a lot of things being hidden, hidden agendas, and it's okay. That's what humanity's up to right now. We all are human, including me. But let's get it out in the open, and let's find the one person, and maybe I can be that person, and you can help me if you're watching this, but that we want everything to work out. We want it all to work out, because we're all on the same team. And then if we have these other forces that were evil to us before, you know, we want it to work out for them if they're off planet or something like that. And we're being fed fear or whatever could be happening, right? There could be a lot happening. I can tell you that much, that I'm 100% sure there are some degree of agenda to do with things that are not seen, beings or energies or something like that. There's definitely additional forces at play, and that's okay too. And ultimately, they can be harmonized in terms of understood and freed as well towards a pure intelligence, a pure source of love, which is what everything wants. And I think we have to keep that in mind. So I just want to know, is there somebody in the government that's saying, or somebody in the Syrian government or in the Russian government that's saying, I want everything to work out for all parties involved, including ISIS? I mean, who are these people? Do we have to hate them, or did we fund them? I think we're funding them in some places, right? And so do we really need to hate them, or are we only hating them because we need somebody to fight so we can keep spending $1 trillion a year instead of fixing our cities and curing things and things like that? And it's unsustainable. It will stop. It will stop. It's just a matter of when. I mean, it will stop. And some people say that any planet with a monetary system is a slave planet. Some people say that. But I have to say, I live by money. We're going to try to generate money for this company. We're going to try to sell people things that they can gain value from. And we have to. We have to. Because that's what we live by right now, right? And so we're going to try to move forward. I mean, if I really had my choice, I would create movies along the lines of peace and sort of the potential that we can have as we free ourselves from the military-industrial complex and actually embrace them, not free ourselves, but love them and help to heal any strong energy that's made them think, take us in the wrong direction in some cases. Maybe not the people that are the soldiers, but above, you know, whoever's pulling the strings. Who runs the NSA? Who does the NSA report to? They don't report to anybody. They don't report to Congress. And I don't think they report to the president. So, I mean, what's going on here, right? So the military is the biggest force in the world right now. So we have to, I think, love it, but it can be tough. And I think it's okay to see the whole picture. And if we become more aware of possibilities, just us being aware will start to harmonize those forces. So I think that, honestly, that President Trump does not want World War III. I think he could be trying to outmaneuver people that said he was a Russian agent, and he's got so many people around him that want this war, and they want to, you know, all of a sudden they're saying it's great we're attacking Syria, both Republicans and Democrats, and I think he knows that's not the right thing. And he's trying to maneuver his way out. But you know what? I had to say, you know what? I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could have got bamboozled again. I mean, but this was the best chance we had. And if we did get bamboozled, because I happen to think, you know, Obama said a lot of things, he didn't do almost any of them. And Bush was the same way, right? And if we did get bamboozled, that's okay. I mean, we have to forgive and send love. But The most important thing that you could vote for anybody on is their possibility to be honest and do what they say they're going to do. It's the most important thing out of any candidate. We elect people now that we accept are going to lie to us. So we have to keep that in mind. It's part of the process where we understand that in the primaries, they're going to lie. And in the general election, in the presidential election, they're going to switch positions. And we're okay with that. Everybody gets behind them. And it's bizarre. It's bizarre. I think we have to be more honest and we have to do what we say we're going to do. And we have to reward people who do that on a massive level. On a massive level. So I want to try to do that more and more too. And I think it comes from being confident within ourselves and thanking people who are reliable. So as soon as I'm done with this episode, I'm going to do that now. So let me know your thoughts on Syria and President Trump and World War III. And if you think that we can find peace and harmony with all sides involved, including this ISIS and these people we call terrorists. And wouldn't it be strange if we just decided to love people we thought were criminals and forgive them? And the hardest thing I ever had to do, my brother died and there was negligence and they settled this lawsuit when I was very young, right? My parents did. And I went to this doctor when I was 24, who really in my mind, you could have said he killed my brother in a way. It was a curable disease. And some people would have thought, man, would you want to fight that person? You know, it'd feel natural if you would. This was something that affected my whole life with anger. When I went to him for some lotion, and I knew he was going to be at this office. And I think he saw my last name, and he knew who I was. And I had to look at him, and I even asked him to shut the door. Because I had to take off my shirt or something for some lotion. At that point, it's like, man, if somebody killed your brother, in a way, somebody might think of all these thoughts of things that they would do, right? Revenge, right? And, you know, I acted normal, and I basically let it go. And I didn't even mention anything. And I forgave him in a way. I mean, I forgive him now. So I think and it's tough. It's tough for me sometimes to forgive things much simpler than that. But I think that we can do it. I think we can do it. And I think forgiveness is the key. And I've been taught that by the law of one and other things. The law of one, you can Google it. So let me know. Email us at believe@believe.love. Join our discussion. BelieveiTunes.com. Subscribe to our podcast and BelieveAndroid.com for Android users. Go to believe.love. Comment there. And man, let's see. YouTube.com/believeLovesYou. And I look forward to hearing from you. Oh yeah, email us, believe@believe.love. But we're going to build this network and continue just kind of fighting, you know, really fighting for ourselves, right? I want to make it so you feel absolutely amazing. And more and more and more, we're going to bring in other personalities. We're going to change things up, more topics, better show production, better quality. And I really think that you're going to love supporting us, buying our products, buying our courses. I want to teach you things that universities never taught you. By the way, do they ever teach you a class on how to make money? They don't teach you that class. I want to teach you things that are more valuable than what any university might teach you. And you can look at some of our previous episodes, especially towards the beginning, where I really talk about a lot of business-related items at believe.love and on YouTube. So join us again. Again, my name is Nicholas Upchurch. It's an honor to speak with you. I really look forward to the future, and I look forward to your future. And let me know how your life is changing. I can't wait to help you more. Have a great day or night, wherever you are.